Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We were discussing the a'mal to be performed on the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. We talked about the importance of remembering the 12th Holy Imam. The second thing we need to perform on this night is dua. Jibra'il comes to the Messenger of Allah and tells him, "Hiya laylatun la yad'u fiha da' illa stujiba lahu." This is the night in which someone doesn't make a dua, it is accepted. وَلَا سَائِلٌ إِلَّا أُعْتِيَ. And someone doesn't ask except that he is given. وَلَا مُسْتَغْفِرٌ إِلَّا غُفِرَ لَهُ. And one doesn't repent except that he is forgiven. One of the du'as of this night is a du'a of Kumail. This du'a is in fact specific for the night of Sha'ban. Once Imam Ali alayhi salam was sitting in the mosque of Basra with his companions around him, and someone asks him about the meaning of the verse, "Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim," and in this night every matter is made distinct. So Imam Ali said that this is referring to the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. Then the Imam describes this night, and then he says, "Wama min abdin yuhyiha wa yad'u bidu'a al-khidr illa ujiba lah." That there is no servant who stays awake this night and calls out to Allah with the dua of Khizr except that it is accepted from him. The companion then disperses and only Kumail stays back, and he asks the Imam about the dua of Khizr, to which the Imam tells him, "Ya Kumail, إِذَا حَفِظْتَ هَذَا الدُّعَى فَادْعُوا بِهِ كُلَّ لَيْلَةِ الْجُمُعَةِ." O Kumail, when you've memorized this dua, then call out to Allah with it every Thursday night. أو في الشهر مرة, or at least once a month. أو في السنة مرة, or at least once a year. أو في عمرك مرة, or at least once in your lifetime. Then he teaches him this treasure, which is now called the dua of Kumail. Other duas for this night include the salawat that we've been reciting every day at Dhuhr time, the munajat of Sha'ban, as well as some very beautiful duas that are specific to this night that are mentioned in the Mafatihul Jinan.